It's to privatize the clubhouse that St. Pete Shuffleboard Club members built with their own dollars 70 years ago, to put a restaurant and bar in two of the buildings that are here on grounds. It would be to remove all programming ability from the Shuffleboard Club and put that in the hands of the company that runs the restaurant and bar.
The city currently spends about $20,000 annually to maintain the complex and wants to spend another $1.4 million on renovations regardless of who is leasing the buildings. Kelly said the club, which is some 87 years old, operates out of the clubhouse, a building club members paid to have built in 1927. St. Pete Shuffle, as it's known casually, hosts numerous events in addition to its Friday night events, including potlucks, craft bazaars, and live local music performances. He said St. Petersburg owns the entire complex and that the club and several other nonprofits lease their space from the city.
We receive, and the other organizations that I've mentioned, receive no programming dollars. No money goes from the city of St. Petersburg to the nonprofits that run programming at this campus.
Community and Leisure Services Administrator for the city, Clarence Scott, said the idea to lease two buildings on the complex to private food and beverage vendors stems from public meetings that took place in 2007.
Of the input coming from the community, a restaurant, cafe, cafeteria type operation was one of the activities that was identified as being appropriate and being suitable for the complex.
He said there's never been any talk of squeezing out St. Pete Shuffle.
The concept was never intended to totally displace the shuffleboard folks. I mean, we have shuffleboard courts on the property, and our idea would be for there to be an opportunity for the tenants to coexist.
He added that the city would likely let the club use another building on the property if a restaurant were to displace them from where the club is currently headquartered.
If, in fact, a restaurant came to fruition and would move into the building that the Shuffleboard Club has historically used, the city would look to accommodate the Shuffleboard Club on the property at a different location.
Members of St. Pete Shuffle say they're frustrated that the city hasn't brought them into the discussion. Kelly said bringing a private company into the complex would deal a symbolic blow to the organization.
What's at stake is whether this facility, whether this Shuffleboard Club and all the buildings that were built, paid for with club member dollars after World War I, during the Depression, World War II, you know, through all that period of time, we've been constantly adapting, adjusting, investing in our facility and in our organization. And to privatize the club, the solarium, the sunroom, and another building, and to turn it into a privately run restaurant and bar would kill. It would absolutely drive a stake through that great tradition of community recreation here in downtown St. Petersburg.
Scott said the city still needs to figure out how it would pay for renovations to the facility, which would include installing air conditioning. St. Pete Shuffle President Christine Page said she hopes members of the public will tell the city council they don't think the renovation should be a priority at tomorrow's city budget summit.
We are encouraging people to come to the budget summit meeting, which is tomorrow evening from 6 to 8, and that is the last budget summit for the fiscal year 2012 discussion, so that's the last public budget summit of the year.